This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend and everybody who visited our website throughout the week. It's, again, been a very busy week news-wise for a lot of our company sponsors, and I do encourage everybody to check in on our sponsors, and please let me know what you think. I'm always happy to field questions on my thoughts as well as reach out to the companies. They're really the ones that help keep this website and radio show going. That's how we can offer all of our services for free, and I have to say, I do my best at trying to bring on reputable management teams and companies that I really think have longer-term goals rather than simply just running stock prices up and raising more money. But in the first segment, I am joined by my good friend Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of peakprosperity.com, just a fantastic website, and Chris is actually starting a three-city West Coast tour this weekend, which I hope at least some of you guys have signed up for in San Fran, Portland, and Seattle. But Chris, what I want to talk about is, well, again, the U.S. market's largely ignoring any sort of news and continuing to move higher. This is also in the same realm as, well, a flattening yield curve, again, maybe showing some warning signs even when yields are moving up. First and foremost, though, the U.S. equity markets, doesn't really matter what the news is, they just seem to go up, don't they?
Well, they do, and I feel like we're stuck in a Lewis Carroll story because you have to believe six impossible things before breakfast to really get your mind around these markets, Corey. They move up on, it doesn't matter really about fundamentals anymore. There's a lot of things that we have to sort of suspend disbelief around. And, you know, we can pick on individual companies and sort of illustrate that. But one of my favorite things I like to do, and I did this at the market tops around 2000, 2007, is I go to your favorite stock screener out there, right? So, you know, there's a bunch of free ones. And then just set a couple parameters for yourself. I don't know, say we're only going to look at companies that are mid-cap or higher, so they're $2 billion in market cap or higher. And then we're going to ask the question, hey, how many companies out there worth more than $2 billion or valued at more than $2 billion today have a price earnings ratio of over 50? Meaning, if we put a dollar in that company, we're going to be comfortable waiting 50 years before that company earns that dollar back, let alone pays it out in dividends, right? And now you can get 236 companies out of the universe out there are fit that definition. It means basically half the S&P 500 is sitting there with a price earnings ratio that's over 50. And it's not hard to dig down through that screener, Corey, and start seeing companies with PEs of 200, 300, 400, and so on. And we're just in a market where investors, and I use that term loosely, are comfortable with the idea of paying these exorbitant prices for these companies. And to believe that, you have to believe something impossible, which is we're going to see the largest earnings explosion ever in order to justify these prices. I think it's a stretch to say the tax overhaul is going to do that, or maybe some infrastructure spending or anything like that.
Hey, in all fairness, I don't think anybody's really expecting an earnings explosion, but then at the same time, you can talk to those people and they say, yeah, you know, I'm still putting my money into these markets. It is really just a function of how much money is sloshing around the system, all thanks to really the last 10 years, even longer than that, out of Japan, of just creating money, and that money eventually ending up in equities, doesn't it?
Well, sure, and it's no surprise that if you have an entity that can print infinite amounts of money and push those into financial markets, that the financial markets prices will go up. Now, is that the same thing, though, as creating wealth? And that's the part of the story that's really missing here, which is that people today have forgotten that wealth is not a rising stock market. Wealth is not rising house prices. Wealth is real people making real things. It's primary wealth, it's secondary wealth, it's stuff like that. Everything else that we call wealth is really a claim on wealth, right? So talk to people in Venezuela today, Corey, who might have a pocket full of cash, but there's no food in the stores. Where's the real wealth in this story? Well, it's the food you can buy with your claim on it. So we're seeing the claims get increased, and this is one of the impossible things you have to believe is that central banks create wealth through their actions. They don't. They redistribute wealth. We see it in all the data, the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. The number of families that can't scrape together $1,000 in emergency is now the majority of households. That's not an indication of wealth. So what the central banks have done is they've printed up a lot of money, they've shoved it into financial markets, and they've created winners and losers. So we hear a lot about rising Bitcoin price. We hear a lot about rising stock prices. We hear a lot about, you know, really ultra-low bond yields, which mean high bond prices. But you hear a lot less about all the people who can't make it and who aren't earning enough, and the savers that had to lose trillions in unearned interest that is no longer flowing into their pockets, not flowing into business formation, stuff like that. So it's really, if we have the story right, the central bankers have been comfortable picking winners and choosing losers, and we've allowed them to do that.
Chris, how much do you think the recent news that we saw this week out of Apple bringing back onshore some of their money to the tune of having to pay almost a $38 billion tax bill and spending, I believe it's $30 billion in building a new campus over the next 5 years, does this speak to at least some optimism from at least the corporations in Canada? Again, a lot of this being attributed to a tax bill that I really don't think came close to what Trump initially wanted?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, remember, we've gone through these stories before. Remember, there was this one-time repatriation deal and it was supposed to create X number of jobs. That was about 10 years ago. All the hoopla, lots of excitement in the stock market. And of course, you know, when the dust settled, not that much money came back. And I can't really point to any jobs that got created as a result. So we'll see. You know, when Apple says $38 billion tax bill, if that's all cash going to the Treasury, I'll be shocked. It means Apple has bad tax people involved. So what the true cash movements actually are going to be remains to be seen in this story. So, you know, we'll see. It's obviously, I think, a good idea if companies want to begin to use some of their cash for real research and development purposes. But I'm skeptical. Because that would be really the case if Apple had a bunch of money, it was stranded offshore, they desperately wanted to bring it onshore, now is their chance, that would be a great story. The truth is, Apple can float a bond anytime it wants and get as much capital as they want. They're not capital constrained, so that has never been a part of their story. So we have to sort of find out what they really mean and why they think it's a great time to invest back onshore here in the United States and Canada and other places. So we'll see. These are really complex things to analyze, and it's always the story and the reality are two separate things.
That's very true, and a lot of this is, let's just wait and see exactly how this plays out. One other market that I do want to quickly touch on here, Chris, is the Treasury market. We're seeing the 10-2 spread still down about 0.51, still trending downward, and this is while we have the 10-year trading at over 2.6% as we're recording. What is your takeaway from what we're seeing in terms of yields?
Well, this is really interesting. I think people have to pay more attention to the yields. Moving yields, usually, you know, a large part of the story that supported equity prices was, hey, low yields support higher equity prices. That part of the narrative is breaking down. It hasn't seemed to impact equities at all yet, obviously, but I think that bears watching. And interestingly, you know, there was a little bit of a shockwave recently where China said, hey, we might slow down our purchases of treasuries. Hey, that's already in the data, people. China's peaked out in treasury purchases in 2015 and has been wobbling down ever since, including through all of 2017.
All right, Chris, great having you on the show. Thanks for kicking off the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with more comments on the markets.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen. listened to the first hour of the Weekend Edition. In this segment, happy to report that I am joined by Valentin Schmidt. He is the business editor of the Epoch Times. And Valentin, I haven't had you on the show for, well, a number of weeks, even maybe a number of months. So I wanted to touch back in with you and get some updates on cryptocurrencies and how you're dealing with, again, the major volatility in, let's just focus simply on Bitcoin. Bitcoin, just a few trading days ago, was under $10,000 a Bitcoin. It has since rebounded quite nicely. But again, what do you do to stay sane when you're looking at a market that has these wild fluctuations?
Hey, Corey, thanks for having me. Yeah, sorry, of course, this segment is going to be aired later. But we are talking about, on Wednesday this week, it was down to 9.2. And then now on Thursday this week, it's back to 12,000. And this, if you have been in Bitcoin for a while, is unfortunately normal. And that brings me back to advice I have for people. So if you're investing So basically the first rule is invest in Bitcoin. Don't trade it. Trading, even though you can make a lot of money, and I've done this, is absolutely exhausting, even much more exhausting than trading stocks. And in some cases, like, I know people who were, in good shape and looked nice and had a lot of hair before they got into crypto, and now they're fat and they don't have any hair anymore, and some of their relationships have broken. So I really don't recommend that. Even though you can make a truckload of money if you buy on the dip and then it bounces back $3,000 in it, I mean, that's great, but too stressful. So if you want to stay sane in Bitcoin, reconsider the fundamental investment thesis. So it's this type of digital gold that should have a market cap of a trillion or so, because gold has 8 trillion, so why shouldn't Bitcoin have 1 trillion if it's a digital form of money and scarce resource that is easier transferred than gold. Obviously it has a couple of disadvantages, like the network is pretty slow, but anyway, so a trillion valuation is reasonable. It's not even some people say it should have 20 trillion maybe, let's start with a trillion, then you still, from here, that's a 5x return to 50,000 per Bitcoin. Okay. So, for example, I think now this week was, if you don't have a position, then watch the price a bit, and those dips, those 40-50% dips are always great buying opportunities. Then, of course, you want to size your position. You don't want to put in all your money like some people also have done, which is absolutely crazy. Some people have taken out loans to buy Bitcoin or put it in this BitConnect Ponzi scheme, lost all their money. Obviously, don't do that. That's stupid. You wouldn't do that with any other investment. So take 5 to 10% if you believe in it. And then you buy half of that. You buy on the dip. Or the breakouts are also good. Like, for example, if it broke out now to 20,000, that's always a good timing too. And then you wait. And either it goes up 100% or so, and then you buy the second half of your allocation, or it goes down another 50%, then you buy the second half of your position. So either way, you win, and then you just sit on it. And the only thing really to watch, and this is what I do, is, and this is what you do with any investment, is have the fundamentals change. Now it went down 50% from 20,000 to 10,000. Have the fundamentals changed? Absolutely not. Has the valuation thesis changed? Absolutely not. In fact, we've made progress on the scaling. The Lightning Network is now has been tested. It's working ever better. It still needs a long time to be rolled out to everybody, but at least it seems to be working, which is major progress. So fundamentals are good. The code is good. The programmers are still good. So it's all good. And then you just sit on it and wait. And normally, all things considered, let's say, because we're going to talk about this, but let's say nothing bad happens, like a 2008 type of crisis, then yeah, normally it should go to 50, should go to 100,000 in the next few years, and maybe even higher. And that's the way to play it. And once you have your position, it's really better to not watch the price at all and really just focus on fundamentals.
So, Valentin, let's talk about how cryptocurrencies, or Bitcoin in particular, could be impacted by some sort of a pullback in the U.S. equity market. So far this year, the U.S. markets are off to a very good start. It gets a lot of people thinking about a potential blow-off top. Again, it's impossible to pick an actual top of a market, but with how long in the tooth this bull market is, what do you think the impacts would be on cryptocurrencies if we do see some sort of a credit event and a sell-off in U.S. equities?
Okay, so basically the sell-off in the U.S. equities is also a result of a credit event. If you remember back to 2007, we had the issues with a couple of, you know, subprime hedge funds or whatever in the spring, and that those were the warning signs. And you had the Fed tightening already for a number of years, but the equity market still went up until the fall of 2007 when they put in their intermediate top. And then the whole thing unraveled in 2018. Now, so far we haven't seen anything of that sort, but still, we've been 10 years into an expansion. The Fed has started to tighten, not a lot, but for a long time already, for 2 years, they've been tightening. And, of course, they play their games with the reverse repos and stuff like that. But overall, it's tightening. And then you see, actually, the stock market's going crazy. But actually, a lot of the cryptos that don't have the fundamental value proposition that Bitcoin has, like this Ponzi scheme BitConnect, or, you know, tons of these ICOs that really don't know what they're doing, they're getting all this money. It's like the dot-com era. They're getting all this easy money that's still sloshing around. And the funny thing is, although the price has crashed, it's not that the projects are being defunded yet. So, but that usually happens later. So it could be that this crash in crypto is the first warning sign of credit becoming tighter, and then the stock market may react later. But either way, if you have a 2008 style event where banks are in trouble again, and they may get in trouble for all sorts of reasons, like corporate debt, for example, is at an all-time high. They spent it on share buybacks. And then you have, obviously, government bonds. Like, people forget about Europe, that the countries still can't pay back. I mean, basically none of the problems have been solved. And if you tighten credit, which the Fed has done for 2 years, then eventually it's going to show. And my point is that, it will go from the weakest sector, which is the crypto ICO bubble, and withdraw more to the center. And then you have equities, and then you have maybe gold, which needs to be liquidated to pay back dollar loans. And if that happens, even Bitcoin, which I long term think should really have a higher valuation, I don't think that, you know, the rally will continue like it has.
Interesting comments, Valentin. And the fact of the matter is, it's been definitely the market to watch for all of last year, and this year already starting off with, again, some big volatility.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the first hour of the Weekend Edition. In this segment, I am joined by Axel Merck. He is the President and Chief Investment Officer at Merck Investments. And Axel, I'm going to really chat about a number of different markets with you, so let's get right into it. First and foremost, let's talk about the U.S. dollar. It had a, well, relatively bad year last year. And to kick off this year, we're again seeing a breakdown below some key technical levels. The dollar is very close to breaking into levels where we have an 8 handle in front of the U.S. dollar index price. It hasn't quite gotten there yet, but there's no denying that for starting out 2017 with everyone thinking king dollar, that attitude and sentiment has completely changed as we kick off 2018. Where do you stand?
Sure, great to be with you. Well, as often, what everybody thinks is not necessarily materializing. People always think that those guys who have the best economy, biggest growth, are going to have the strongest currency. That's just a myth. Just like to also remind people in the Eurozone, the euro was often strong despite a bad economy. The yen is strongest when the economy seems to be worse. With regard to the dollar,
And I think we've discussed this before. There's been so much anticipation of tapering rate hikes, so the dollar had been rising for 4 years, and that was overdone, and so it's been coming down. And now we got the exact opposite. The European Central Bank is not getting away entirely from its money printing, but there's the anticipation that it will happen. And every week we talk about that. Oh, eventually they'll have to taper, they'll have to stop printing money, they'll have to mop up the liquidity. And that sort of sentiment drives the euro higher. And in the meantime, people thought that, oh, this repatriation of money is going to project the dollar higher. Well, I mean, it's foreign subsidiaries of U.S. companies hold U.S. corporate bonds. Well, guess what? They'll move them over on the books to the U.S. entity, but it's not like they're going to start buying the dollar en masse. And so a lot of people have been wrong-footed on this.
So a lot of this U.S. dollar weakness has actually been predicated on a more bullish outlook for the euro. Rightfully or wrongfully, again, markets are forward-looking. What is your takeaway from the change in central bank policies, not just at the ECB level, but earlier this week we already had the Bank of Canada raise rates again. We even had some rumors out of Japan that the Bank of Japan is going to be taking a tighter monetary policy outlook. Is this something to consider and, well, very noteworthy for the rest of this year in your eyes?
Well, there aren't seismic changes, except if you look like a place like Germany. It's bursting at its seams. And it's just the only thing that's not up yet is inflation. And that's the quote-unquote excuse that Draghi has. What I've told people that the reason why the German election is important is because you want to have a strong government by next year, because at the end of 2019, Draghi is going to be replaced. And if we're going to get somebody like Weidmann to succeed Draghi, people have to do a lot of repricing. But for the time being, just a few days ago, European Central Bank came out again and said, listen, guys, inflation is low, but the market wants to hear none of that, pushing the euro higher. It is just difficult to keep that euro down. And eventually, they have to get away from a completely inappropriate policy there. Whereas in the U.S., we've had the so-called Trump trade pushing yields higher. And the question is, of course, how much is priced in? It's difficult to say because obviously you can get an economic boost from this economic stimulus package. But at the same time, we've had these markets be so gangbusters in the U.S. that a lot of good news was priced in here.
Okay, I would agree with you, but let's quickly get your comment on the U.S. equity market. Starting off this year, they are screaming higher, considering we still haven't had that 3% correction. I even read some data out, I believe it was just earlier this week, that said if we go another 3 days without a 5% correction in the S&P 500, that's going to be the longest stretch ever. What does this speak to you?
Well, I mean, the market speaks for itself. There are different ways of looking at it. If we just look at it in a historic context, there's rarely ever been a bear market when there has been a recession, and there doesn't appear to be a recession on the horizon in the next 6 months. Now, that said, there's an exception to this, which is October 1986. And you and I are old enough to remember, at least I am, that we did have quite a down day or down period. But today's crowd says, hey, that was a buy-the-dip opportunity. The key thing here is that all the money manager have been, anybody who has made an active decision has been wrong. Because if you haven't thrown dots and bought the index, you've underperformed. And it's been exacerbated by the fact that whenever markets were down in recent years, the central bank started buying. And so you've had this wonderful inverse correlation between stocks and bonds. That means the traditional 60-40 allocation, meaning 60% stocks, 40% bonds, has worked. That is going to break down, in my view, has to, as the Federal Reserve steps back from a super easy policy. And that means a lot of the models are not going to work. A lot of people are going to be kind of very surprised. In my view, we have some warning bells, and one of them is that if you go on the subway in the bigger cities, people are checking their quotes now and doing Bitcoin and other things, and everybody thinks everybody's euphoric now. That's usually a sign more of a top than a bottom. And if nothing else, I'd encourage people to consider rebalancing, which I would allege a lot have not done.
I would agree with you on that one, and hey, it is crazy when I walk around even chatting to some of my friends who don't hold any stocks. Well, you know what? They are holding cryptocurrencies right now, and again, they're checking it on a daily basis and updating me, which sometimes gets a little bit tiresome, but at the same time, it does also help me stay up to date on what the overall sentiment seems to be out there. But Axel, let's talk about what's going on in the gold market. Gold was pretty much range-bound all year last year, still now 2 years off of its low put in at the tail end of 2015. What is your assessment for gold this year? Is, again, we see a weak U.S. dollar, we see changing monetary policy. Where do you see gold going?
I see the folks buying gold are the folks who are more the institutional managers, the investment advisors. And the reason they buy gold, if I'm not mistaken, is for diversification. If you think about it, let volatility flare up. Well, if you're an academic, the value of a business is a discounted future cash flow. That might sound very academic, but the short of it is when volatility flares up, asset prices are lower. Well, guess what? Gold does not have cash flow. And while many people criticize that it's just a brick, the good news is that when volatility flares up, gold tends to do well because there isn't any discounting of any future cash flow. And that's, in my view, why since the early 70s, when the price of gold started to float, gold has done very well in every bear market, with the one big exception, which was the bear market in the early 80s when Volcker induced high real interest rates. So if we get very high real interest rates, then I'd say gold is going to do poorly. But as long as interest rates move up modestly and as long as there's this fear of high volatility, and given how low volatility is, there's certainly a very good chance that I would say, yes, volatility will go higher. And that is why people are buying gold. And that is why I think gold is something, is the easiest diversifier. It's not always the best diversifier, but it's certainly the easiest because anything beyond that gets to be very complicated in a world where, quote unquote, everything is expensive.
Now, what about the possibility of inflation really starting to pick up this year? After seeing the U.S. dollar sell off all last year, we are starting to see some more inflation concerns creep into people's minds. Plus, you look at base metals, those are showing, well, potentially higher inflation. We look at energy, the oil prices up at levels we haven't seen in a number of years. Are you on the side that we could actually start to see some inflation this year?
Well, we have almost full employment, and we just got a stimulus package in the U.S. Now, there is an argument to be made. There is still some, quote-unquote, slack in the economy because they are discouraged workers. And based on kind of if we go deeper, yes, there is still a few months maybe left where we could boost this economy. But then, yes, inflation could start to show its ugly head. Now, the question is always how much. And so the question is what will be the concern? I mean, in my view, everything is perfect as long as the market pretends it's perfect. And we have an environment where the tail is wagging the dog. But let there be some turmoil for whatever reason, then suddenly everybody is going to start screaming, oh, my God, it's company valuations are too high, inflation is too big an issue. None of these issues are an issue until they are.
It's always exciting when we start a new year to assess what might come, but still, just analysts and everybody trying to figure out where to put their money and trying to be a little bit diversified at least. Axel, it's great having you on the show. Thank you for your time and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, minerals and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody has enjoyed my conversation so far in the first hour. And in this segment, we are going to wrap it up with some comments on the precious metals and potentially even some specific stocks with my good friend Byron King. He is the co-editor of the Jim Rickards Gold Speculator with Byron King. And Byron, I haven't had you on the show for a couple months now, and I want to, again, touch on some of the companies that you're following. But first and foremost, talk about what we're seeing more globally in terms of the economies and even for the U.S. We are starting to see some more optimism, some better data coming out. And you were mentioning to me you had a conversation with a steel guy. And after the tax reform that has been passed, he even had some comments that he really has some optimism for what the future holds for his business. Plus, we also had the story out of Apple this week, bringing back onshore some of their money that they were holding in other countries to even the point where they will write about a $38 billion check, tax check, to the U.S. government. This all really is a sign that companies are more optimistic about the U.S. economy in general. Can you share some of your conversations and where you stand?
Sure, it's great to be with you, and it has been too long, so I'm glad to be back talking with you, Corey. The U.S. economy is on a roll. The mainstream media may or may not want to portray it that way just because Now, they don't like the guy at the top in the White House, but I mean, the tax reform bill has been a major stimulus for a lot of economic optimism, and that's on top of just, you know, the general upswing in the economy last year. I was speaking, as you mentioned, with a guy who very senior executive, in a major steel producer. Company here in the U.S. He loves it. This is great. He said the way they've changed the depreciation rules now have cut by two-thirds the amount of time it takes him to depreciate new capital, new equipment. So we're going to see a lot more just basic fundamental investment in manufacturing and heavy machinery, things like that. This company sells a lot of equipment, a lot of machinery and steel into the oil industry. And the oil industry has been on a tear lately. Oil prices have moved from the $50 range up to the $70 range. And here in the U.S., there's been a general revitalization in the oil industry and certainly the fracking industry in the last, let's say, 6 months or so. And it's not just that they're turning on old wells or things like that. They're actually drilling new wells with longer, what they call laterals. I mean, you're just going further away from the drill pad, and higher pressures, more pumping, more sand. And to keep the fracks open and everything, that means a higher quality of steel, steel that can take higher pressures for the pumping, steel that can withstand more abrasion from the sand. And so not only is the steel company selling more steel just in general, they're selling a higher quality of steel, which takes a higher quality of inputs, more nickel, more chrome. You know, it was more of a stainless steel type of metallurgy, and so it is a very, very strong positive message, from that aspect of the mines and minerals and metallurgical side of the industry. Then you also mentioned a company like Apple. I mean, Apple pretty much embodies the idea of high tech. You know, the supercomputer in your pocket, this incredible little iPhone smartphone thing that so many millions and millions of people have. I mean, they're repatriating all this money back to the U.S. and they're not just moving it back to the U.S. for the sake of moving it from one bank account to another. I mean, they want to build things. They want to invest things. They're going to buy real estate and build factories and put machines in it and hire people. And then the idea that they're going to write a check, a tax check to the U.S. Treasury for $38 billion. I mean, that's the whole U.S. Navy shipbuilding budget right there that Apple's paying for the year. I mean, this is just incredible. If you're the treasurer of the United States, it's going to be a really nice day when you deposit that check from Apple. So there's a lot of positive vibe out there just in the general economy, and that's before we even get into the things that Jim Rickards and I talk about in our newsletter, the Gold Speculator newsletter, which is the junior and intermediate mining space and precious metals and things like that.
Well, let's talk about that space, because with better economic data, yes, we see the resources in a broad sense benefit from that. Base metals have already done very well. Oil is doing very well. But when it comes to the precious metals, you can still say that they're relatively lagging behind some of these more economic metals simply because, well, they're just not getting that buy. We're seeing much better volume in terms of the actual metals, but when we look down at the stocks, we're still just not seeing high volumes. Do you think that just this continued better economic data should continue to help out the metals? And who knows, hopefully gold can get above that 2016 level that we put in?
Well, there's a couple ways to look at it, and I like to try to be consistent about how we look at it. When a company like Apple brings all that money back from overseas, I mean, they move it from Bank A to Bank B, Bank A overseas to Bank B in the United States. I mean, they probably moved, there were many banks overseas and many banks in the U.S. But when you transfer those kind of funds, I mean, you are sucking capital out of an overseas set of accounts and putting it into a domestic U.S. Set of accounts. So I would anticipate that overseas, foreign currencies and foreign accounts are going to see some weakness, and so there would be a deterioration in value of overseas currencies, the euro, for example, the Japanese yen, things like that. And to that extent, if they want to protect wealth, if people overseas want to protect their wealth, what are they going to? They're probably going to move towards gold, silver, you know, platinum, palladium, things like that, to try to preserve at least some semblance of their wealth. So I could see a general weakness of overseas currencies and a somewhat strengthening of U.S. The U.S. dollar, obviously. Now that might indicate that that gold is in a bit of a plateau. Maybe even there's downward pressure on it. At the same time, when you look at sort of the global mining picture, we're starting to reach the point that people have been predicting for several years, where the gold. Gold, the physical gold just isn't there. I mean, we're into that whole, gold corp, concept of peak gold, where you cannot mine and produce what you haven't discovered. And since people didn't discover, new deposits, new ore bodies, in any great volume, for the last 10 and 15 years, I mean, the bodies that have never been discovered are by definition not being developed and mined. And so I think we're going to see a tightness of supply. So will the tightness of supply counteract any sort of strength to the dollar, any kind of, weakness to the foreign currencies? I don't think it's going to be as bad as we've seen in the past. And deep down, I actually think it might even be better. Meanwhile, in the weeds, in the technical weeds of, company following and kind of stock picking kind of things, it was really nice to open the news accounts the other day and see that First Mining is buying Primero down in Mexico. Now, it's $300 million takeover. I mean, that's a good, healthy, nice piece of news to see, coming out of the company specific arrangements. It's the idea that, that there are assets out there that, that are accretive in a bolt-on sort of way. Nice mine, nice, level of production, good history, good, a good asset being acquired by a good company that knows what to do with it. The output's going to be accretive to the company. We're seeing the same thing with McEwen Mining also, for example. I mean, they, towards the end of last year, they made an acquisition and all of a sudden, that's another, entire new element of production on with McEwen Mining. And so these are the kind of things that I think that are going to be coloring and shaping the landscape of investment in the juniors and the intermediates for the first part of this year of 2018.
All right, Byron, always good to get an update from you in terms of where you see the precious metals standing. Again, just as a quick comment, I will be at the Cambridge House Resource Investment Conference Sunday and Monday. My booth is booth 1108, right by the entrance. If you're in town, be sure to swing by, say hi, and if you can't make the show, make sure you email me any companies or questions that you want me to follow up with in terms of our guests, and again, more importantly, any companies that catch your eye. If you are in the area, fleck@kereport.com is how I can be reached. Best way to set up anything. I'm going to leave the second hour now to Big Al and Politics.
Appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.